Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I want some text on this situation. This is a tough one here. So the NFL has fined three head coaches, one of them in the Steelers game this past weekend, Denver's Vic Fangio, along with Seattle's Pete Carroll and San Francisco's Kyle Shanahan, $100K each, $100,000 each for not wearing masks on Sunday. That's what Adam Schefter's found out from ESPN. In addition, the league fined each coach's team $250,000, $250,000. So this comes after the league sent memos to teams reinforcing its requirements that coaches wear coverings over their mouths and noses at all times on the sideline during games, and they threatened this discipline. So it was a really sharply worded message. It was written by Troy Vincent, who's the vice president of football ops. We know that. And he said, you got to adhere to these protocols. Now, you have more coaches could be fined, too. Among them, Belichick and Gruden and Peyton, who all at different times didn't have masks on. And Gruden says, listen, I'm doing my best. I don't know what's going to happen after last night's game. I had the virus. I'm doing my best. I'm sensitive about it, but I'm also calling plays. I just want to communicate in these situations, and if I get fined, I guess I got to pay it. I'm sensitive about this, and I apologize, but everybody I'm communicating with has been tested, and we've all been rigorously tested. So,
yeah,
and the players aren't wearing masks.
Yeah, that's the part that makes it difficult to reconcile for me. And I understand they've agreed to it. And look, I'm not virus ignorant. I understand, I think, as much as anyone can, because I don't know if even the CDC understands totally. But I think I understand how this works. So to your point, if everyone's been tested in the last 24 hours before a game, and they've all been practicing around each other, in the facility with each other, granted, wearing masks, I get it, but around each other in close proximity. The idea of coaches having to wear masks, and anybody on the sideline for that matter, wearing masks, again, I understand the height of caution, I do, but I also think I understand what's the word I'm looking for? The conflict here. I understand the confusion that some people have about it, because I'm kind of right there with them, to be totally honest.
I think it's all optics. It's all the NFL saying, we're a high-profile situation. We know how many people are watching. Our high-profile employees, who we can sort of enforce it, because we don't want to make men wear masks who are out there playing and breathing heavy and participating in activity. Mm-hmm. And the players' union said they're not wearing them while they're playing anyway. The coaches, we're going to make do it to try to push forth to this country to have to wear masks, which they should. People should wear masks. But yes, in this situation, I don't know. You have players 5 feet from these coaches rolling over on each other, sweating and spitting and everything else. And then I think this is more optics than anything.
Well, I will say this. I mean, if we want to extrapolate it out and think about every single moment that one of these members of one of these teams spends between the time they get tested and then the time they're interacting with each other on the sideline, I'm sure there are other interactions that take place, and I guess theoretically they could become infected during one of those interactions, right? Like, that's possible. So then you say, well, wear the mask just in case. And I understand, again, the idea of wearing the mask just in case, right? The height of caution. But it is, you know, when these guys are all in the same environment, and to be quite honest, if we had seen more positive tests throughout the league, but we've seen a handful, maybe less than two handfuls over the course of training camp and now the first 2 weeks of the season. So whatever people are doing right now in the NFL, it seems to be working.
Right. Like, I saw, here's the thing, like, I saw Missy Matthews from the Steelers. She had a mask on. Jay Feely from the network did not have a mask on. They were both in the stands, in empty stands.
Yeah. And I don't know what the rule is for the sideline reporters. That's a great question. You know, Maria Taylor, for example, on Monday Night Football against the Giants did not have a mask on. So maybe Missy's just acting out of an abundance of caution, you know? Like I said, I don't begrudge anybody who does that.
Right.
I totally respect it. But
it was like the refs. Did you see the refs? They had it on. Then they'd go to call a penalty, a guy standing 2 feet from
and take it off.
And they take it off.
Either wear the here's the thing. If you're going to wear it, I think, needs to be the sort of dictate here. If you're going to wear it, wear it. Don't just have it hanging under your chin the whole time. And if you're not going to wear it, then just take it off.
Yes. I'm all for masks, let me say that. But in this particular situation, it seems to be a very controlled environment that is taken care of to some degree.
I'll give Coach Randy credit for actually figuring out the gator this weekend. And actually covering the mouth and nose with the gator.
Good look, as opposed to the babushka. And I'm waiting for it to snow and him having Town Talk bags on his shoes with his babushka. That'd be a big move for Coach Randy. Yes.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.